Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith from the Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way with some of my healthy foods. Foods that make you feel energized. Then we'll blow it with a late night snack. Head chef is coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. But first time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
We'll jump right into the birthdays based on time. Shout out to my son, Case. He turns 13 today. All he wants is for you guys to give him a shout out. And maybe Coach Ted talking about practicing his drums. Maybe a Metallica song. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Patrick.
All right. You got to keep practicing these drums. Now, I do know a little bit about this as my brother was a percussionist himself.
Yeah.
You got to put that rubber mat on, dude. And that snare drum gets loud, all right? But don't let it be a reason not to practice. You got to do that a lot. And then one day you could be like Lars Ulrich. Of Metallica.
Hello, gentlemen. Sending like myself a birthday shout out because I'm just that lonely. Please give me a big old bong rip and the captain telling me what my job would be on the Guppy when sailing the seven seas. Thanks for all you do. That from Lone Hippie.
Well, ahoy there. It's funny, Brigger. What kind of job you'd have on your own SS Guppy? After all, we're hiring. Two jobs specifically. And let's just say the word job is in the description. All you need is a good hand lotion, mouthwash, and chapstick. And Tony the Tiger be interviewing you on a sofa. Crunch berries.
All of you beautiful bitches, I would like to give a birthday shout-out to my son, Sage Cian. Can he get a little kid fish sandwich, a beaver fart, and a barbershop quartet fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. Lots of love. That from Mom and from Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night.
Hello, Michelle. Today is my buddy Kyle, pronounced Lyle's 33rd trip around the sun, an exceptional friend, husband, and father to a beautiful daughter. They are on their way back, guys, from Vegas today. So with that in mind, how about a your penis is too small, a please clap, and all of you talking all over each other about the day after Vegas. Thanks, fellas. That from TJ and Kerry.
Please clap.
Oh, the day after Vegas.
Oh, man.
That's day one
of
the hangover.
It's a two-day hangover.
The first day is day one.
The first day is day one.
I only walked down the terminal.
Yes,
at the Vegas airport. Past the Burger King.
Actually worth it,
the very last Alaska terminal. Liquor and pudding, gentlemen. Today marks my 41st revolution around the giant fireball. This is a somber birthday for me as my dad passed away 2 days ago. Luckily, I enjoy your show and listening, and you guys listen to your show all the time. You guys help brighten the day, and it has already been an already dark week. Keep doing what you guys are doing. How about some dad jokes from Miles and the dirty Germans talking about working with metal? And then you guys talking all over yourselves about how you think the Mariners will do now that we're almost a month in. Thank you guys for the laughs, and keep on trucking. That from Kevin. All right, Kevin, let me see. Do I have any dad jokes? Let's see. I got a couple of them here. Guys, I have a disease where I can't stop telling airport jokes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Doctor says it's terminal. What's it called if you have intimate relations with a newly installed lawn? Intimate relations with a newly installed lawn.
Seating?
Close. Sodomy.
Nice.
Did you guys know that Sylvester Stallone is on his third marriage?
No, I didn't know that.
I guess his first one was Rocky, and his second one was Rocky 2.
Yep.
I might as well get rid of these OJ jokes since I still got them. At this point, all my OJ Simpson jokes are outdated, I think. But 30 years ago, they killed. Do you guys remember the Chicago Bears? Last time they won the Super Bowl. William Perry told me that O.J. Simpson died. So I checked the fridge. Turned out the juice is expired.
Isn't he dead too, though?
Who's that?
His fridge dead? He might be, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he wants to hear what we had to say about working with metal. I was saying that's the first time I ever worked with metal. I did a great job as I was handling the Tin Man.
Yeah, you know, that's called just a little squirt of oil.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how the Mariners doing. 1 month in.
Well,
guys, today's my 44th around the big ball. Can I get an Alan Thicke and Coach Ted telling me I'm not really that old? Rock on, fellas. Thanks for all you do for making our afternoons work so much better. That from Ian Burns from Ferndale.
Uh-oh, look out.
Ian, I agree with you 100%, all right? People talking about 44 is old. You know who those people are? Idiots! 44 is not old at all. It's a great number. Looks good at a fullback in football. I don't know. It's also a high-powered handgun. It's a Magnum. And I'll be 44 next year, so it's not that old.
Hashtag good advice.
Guys, my husband Brian, big fan of the show, turns 56 today. Can he get some turtle wax, a fish sandwich, and the dirty Germans talking about metal music? He's never had a shout-out, and this would absolutely make his day. Love you guys. Keep on rocking. That from Andrea.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm glad that you insist this heavy metal music, because when I open my pants, they call my penis the Black Sabbath.
Yeah, so that means, you know, we don't listen to it, because they pretty much copies everything we do. The leather, the spikes, the little gloves that have fingerless holes.
Yeah, they don't do quite well, new.
Yeah.
They're leaving one finger out when they say metal.
Yeah, metal. The men's that look like attractive women in the spandex. Everything we're into.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Bruce from Snohomish. Can I get a shout-out for my 65th birthday? Today's my 65th trip around the sun. How about a happy birthday from those dirty Germans? And a big old bong rip, if you could. Thanks, guys. That from Bruce.
Yeah, I think for your birthday tonight, we will let you spray us with your Bruce juice.
Yeah, so you know what, Bruce? This is one time we do want to see you angry.
Yeah. Hulk out.
Yeah. Let's see you get all green and upset and huge.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I'll tell you what. Head chef, sous chefs, radio host. Everybody gets a little tired in the afternoon sometimes. You might need a little energy boost. Mm-hmm. All right. So these are the top three things to eat when you need an energy boost. Now, obviously, these are going to be of the healthier variety as opposed to just, yeah. So first on the list of top three things to eat when you need an energy boost is the complex carbohydrate. Basically, wheat bread, oatmeal, brown rice, beans, potatoes. They break down more slowly than simple carbs, so the energy boost will last longer. Now, you might be like, well, that makes perfect sense. Sure. The issue is that generally we're grabbing simple carbs.
Right. Okay. Right? Would potato chips fall into the potatoes, or are they? Obviously, I know, just having a regular old potato will be healthier, but from a boost.
No, because simple carb basically means sugar, right? So yeah. They're saying like, white bread, candy, most breakfast cereals will spike your blood sugar, even if they give you a little burst of energy. So they're just saying, I think in an ideal world, if you need an energy boost, you eat a sweet potato and that'll keep you rolling.
There you go.
But that's just the thing. But also, you know, a lot of things we do in life are just convenience things.
Of course.
So not everybody has potatoes sitting at your desk.
Or brown rice. You know, potatoes sitting at your desk. Come on, man.
But I feel like it's pretty simple to find a candy or a bag of potato chips, yep. Right? But like most buildings will have a vending machine somewhere. And look, that's what vending machines basically are for, right? Is a little quick snack, but generally that's going to be full of just simple carbs and sugar.
Almonds is probably the best thing in that machine.
I'm going to introduce the vending machine of healthy treats. You can get brown rice. You can get a potato. You can get a sweet potato. All that stuff. And go out of business quickly.
Yeah. Let's see. Next on the list of top three things to eat when you need an energy boost, high-fiber foods, including fruits, vegetables, grains, and nuts. Miles, you just brought up almonds. That's a good call. They're especially helpful early in the day. Recent study found that 10% of us are getting it. Only 10%, less than 10% are getting enough fiber.
Okay. All
right. So, I mean, that's the other thing, too, when you talk about, like, eating an apple, right? Like, fruit is going to be like nature's candy, but when you eat the whole apple, the outside of it has the fiber in it, kind of counterbalances it.
Oh, right.
Like people that are watching carbs, right? You might see how many carbs are in something and then see how much fiber is in it. Then you can subtract that number and realize how many carbs you're actually eating.
You know what? It's not a bad call on that, too. Steve, I know you don't like vegetables. I take a Metamucil every night, and that kind of takes care of my fiber for the day.
Sure.
And so it has my daily requirement of fiber. So I don't really have to worry about too many fruits and vegetables in my mind. I do eat them and like them. But they also have these scoops of vegetable powder that actually do not taste bad. And they've got them in all kinds of different flavors.
All right.
And you just stir it into one cup, man, and you have your whole day's worth of vegetables in one scoop as well.
Finally.
So, I mean, I'm just the way to cheat it.
Yeah.
You still get what you need, but you don't have to eat them.
Last on the list is the heart-healthy fats. So basically back to like nuts, seeds, avocados, and dark chocolate, your old nickname.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Dark chocolate.
Do you like dark chocolate?
I do. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
I'm a huge fan.
It is. I will say this. Be careful with dark chocolate, though. Never forget, it does have some caffeine.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Every once in a while, man. Have you ever got like just the coffee flavored dark chocolate? That's pretty good, too. As long as it's got coffee grounds in it.
If I buy dark chocolate, generally it involves almonds and some sea salt.
All right.
Right.
Sea salt.
Right.
Amazing.
Now, we know what we should be snacking on at night, but basically, new study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m., but that includes people that eat dinner late.
Okay.
All right. In a new survey, 30% of themselves describe themselves as late-night snackers.
I'm right there.
Yeah, this one still throws me off. The bed is the preferred late-night snacking location, 44% of us.
No, I do not eat
it. It also says, especially if you're young.
Every once in a while. Not very often.
Yeah, I just don't.
I'm with you. And I can be lazy and a big snacker, but I'm just like, I don't know. Something just feels wrong about eating in bed. Yeah. Again, less about a hotel, and I've ordered room service.
Right.
Got that fancy trip.
Room service, I'll do that.
Let's see. The top reasons we snack at night include hunger, sometimes just bored.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say there's sometimes just like, we're just snacking because we're watching a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys ever make popcorn anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's been a while for me. I need to buy some microwave popcorn. Now that I got a new microwave.
I go to Costco all the time. They got the big-ass box of popcorn that I'm good to go for months.
Yeah, I came home to some popcorn last week.
Nice.
Like, what's the occasion? And basically, the occasion was, we have popcorn. Like, cool.
66% of us usually snack alone, so late-night snacking is mostly a solo activity.
I snack alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
That way, I don't have to hear about it.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying, like, it's not hard to figure out, like...
What are you munching on in there?
Yeah, I mean, look, business. Most of us know you shouldn't be snacking at night. Yep. But also, I feel like most of us end up doing it from time to time.
Damn right.
Yeah, so this list is just being honest about it. Two-thirds of us say they normally watch something while they eat. Most said TV. But other people said, man, I might just be watching YouTube or TikTok.
I'm usually watching my neighbors. Turn off the lights in my place so they can't see.
Have a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're very good about it and shut down all the screens and stuff in your house, you know, an hour or two before bed, I doubt you're going to open a bag of chips. But I don't know. You're watching a comedy show. It's 10:30, 11. Like, I'm not going to sleep for a while. Maybe just have a couple chips.
This week my snack I picked was a sleeve of, like, rosemary crackers.
Okay. Ooh,
and yes. the port wine nut-covered cheese log.
Oh, look at you, Captain Fancy Pants. Man,
I know. It does. It's amazing. I get like four or five crackers just...
Let's see. You get a little cheese knife in there, too.
It's been a great snacking week for me.
Get some salami, too, man.
I have pepperoni. I can use that.
Attaboy.
Yep.
There you go. Let's see. Sweet stuff is more popular than salty. 80% of us said they usually reach for something sweet if they're snacking at night. 20% said salty snacks.
I'm 50-50 on that. Okay. If I could have both, I will. Little piece of chocolate, couple of potato chips.
Get the chocolate covered
pretzels. Yeah, Miles, you're probably right. Because I'm like, man, I've said chips already during this segment. I obviously enjoy some chips at night, but you're right. You might finish it with, like, I don't know, something sweet.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we know we shouldn't be snacking at night, but the top three favorite midnight snacks are...
Guess. Is ice cream one of them? That's one of mine.
Ice cream?
Okay. Cereal?
I'll just go chips like you're doing.
All right, so it's ice cream, chips, and one more sweet thing.
One more sweet. Is it just general candy?
Chocolate?
Nope.
No. Not candy, not chocolate.
Something most people just have at home.
Yeah, you could buy them. You could make them at home.
Cookies?
Cookies. That's the top three favorite midnight snacks are cookies, ice cream, and chips. I don't know. That could be one of those things, too. Like, if you're obviously having a snack at midnight, you probably know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You might. It's like, screw it. I'm having ice cream.
Exactly. You're being naughty anyway, so let's go full-fledged.
Well, my problem is this. I'll have a really nice, healthy dinner. I'll have a salad and a piece of fish or whatever.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, I'm like, I can eat whatever snack I want. Damn, a healthy dinner. Just blow the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I'm with you. You're like, I don't know what's going on. It's like, we got to stay out of that cabinet.
It's like the 9 p.m. It's like the trap of the small Reese's cups. Like, oh, I can have four.
Yep.
Five.
Thank you, Jeff.
They're minis, though.
Exactly.
Be careful. Chips Ahoy sells a bag of mini Chips Ahoy. Same trap.
Is it?
Not that I know.
Okay. Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our kind of events will drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk. It's some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Schools are advising parents that the blackout challenge is back and could pose a danger to the lemmings that they call children.
Good Lord.
Basically, the blackout challenge is when they hold their breath until they pass out.
Yeah.
Which I did not know that you could actually do.
I mean, most people would. That's why it's a challenge.
You see. We used to do it in Boy Scouts.
Oh, really? I would figure that your instinct would kick in and you'd...
Hence the challenge.
Wait a minute. Somebody else would pass you out, or you could do it on your own? Someone else.
Yeah, someone else.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's different.
Right. That's different. What Mike is saying, and they're talking about holding your own breath until you pass out. And I'm like, I'm with you. I think instinctively you will just breathe.
Mm-hmm. Right. But they might exercise a little bit what Miles was doing there. Find some way to do it. And that could actually, you know, they have kids that are landing themselves in hospitals by doing it. Like, if you make some sort of contraption that does the work for you, well, if you're passing out, you can't exactly hit stop on it. So,
yeah.
Women are now claiming that Ozempic is causing unexpected pregnancies.
What?
Right.
Did you have sex?
It's making me more fertile. And you're having more sex.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a thing called contraception.
Hey, nobody's telling you not to use that.
Hey, come on. If you use Ozempic, do not use a condom.
Right, don't blame Ozempic for that.
Right, that's not Ozempic.
Exactly. You can blame it for Ozempic butt, Ozempic face. Right. Ozempic babies?
You don't have Ozempic
babies. Yeah, Ozempic babies. Like, come on.
Right, what are we doing? What are we doing? 1 in 5 people admit that they nearly ran out on their own wedding.
Nearly ran out.
I don't want to know. I agree.
I know. If you have that thought, keep it to yourself because we made it this far.
And I just assume that you did.
Unless you want out, then
just say it.
Right. Well, and there. And nearly running out, I don't think, is the same as having a mild panic.
Correct.
You know, because when you're coming up to that moment, like, there should be a little bit of a panic. Like, you're promising to kind of throw your single life away for this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's it.
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
So,
it's a massive commitment.
Right. So I don't blame him for that, but almost running out. Yeah, I agree with Miles. Don't tell me.
And it's just different. You might have been with somebody for 10 years, but like once you sign the paper, it's a you know what I mean? Like
different.
Right, it's legal, it's involved, it is just different.
Which I didn't think that it would be different, to be honest with you. I was like, okay, you know, we're already living together, we're doing fine, everything's good.
But once you sign all this crap, you're like, oh.
Yeah, it gets much more real.
It does. And then when tax day comes around, I'm very, very happy.
You know, baby, you're worth it. I take back what I said last night.
But you know, marriage is one of those things that's it's kind of an old school thing that we've kind of developed into the new age and the newer generations that it's kind of taken its own form. In fact, there's a lot of things that started in an old way have come in a new way, but some things also get left behind. In fact, there's an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 vintage manners that are now out of style. Let's take a look at our dear comrades behind the Iron Curtain in Mother Russia.
Oh, this will be fun.
In Russia, vodka is always drunk neat. Adding a mixer, even ice, seen as polluting vodka's purity. The only exception, beer, when mixed with vodka, produces a drink called Yorsh. Also, offering someone a drink is a sign of trust and friendship. Turning it down, very offensive. Also in Russia, you do not drink vodka. Vodka drink you.
Damn it. Thank you, VD.
Vodka and beer.
Vodka and beer. That's a nasty combination.
That's creative.
Right.
I would drink, what's it called? Horse, whatever it's called. Either, I'd drink it.
I mean, I still think that's the way Russians drink their vodka. Just straight up. Or you'd mix it with something like beer. But like the Moscow Mule was invented, I want to say, in Ohio.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was not invented in Moscow, I promise you that.
No, that's literally why they named it that. They were trying to figure out a way to sell more
vodka.
Yeah, literally Smirnoff vodka. And the guy was like, his buddy's like, try this one. I got a bunch of ginger beer. And they're like, this is great. Like, it's vodka and Russian. Moscow Mule.
Yeah. There we go. Vintage manners that are now going out of style. This one at the bottom of the list, Ted, I feel like you'd be the only one that would do this, but welcoming a new neighbor with food.
Oh, yeah.
We did have that happen when we first moved to Eden Claw. I remember that we did open the door one day to like a plate of cookies or something like that was on the ground. Yeah. Maybe they had knocked and we weren't there, but yeah, they had left it there for us with a nice note.
I have made you full of boards.
I usually leave something. If I move like into a new apartment building, I'm going to talk to the neighbors next to me and be like, here's a little treat. Here's my cell phone. Knock on my door if you have any issues. Right. Same thing with like if you got a wall sharing, I try to be like, all right, let's introduce some let's know each other before. Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just give them two Andy's Mints on a little napkin.
There you go. And like you said, just give them a card with your cell phone number on it.
Call me first, please.
Yeah. Because we're going to have issues.
Referring to someone as honey or sweetie.
Yeah.
I mean, is it your partner?
Maybe.
No, is that pet name for your partner? You're like, I'm not going to come into work and go, what's up, honey?
Right. Well, some folks did. And I feel like you can tell the person.
In the South, they still do.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's typically women who are talking to men, not men talking to women, more so.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah.
Oh, honey drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I get it if it's an older woman talking to me, like you're saying, like that environment. But, like, when I'm just talking to a regular person, well, honey, blah, blah, it's like, don't say that to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I call women dear all the time. And I always wonder when I do, is like, am I stepping over the line here?
No, I just call him Judge.
I mean, it's old school.
Hey, Judge. Right? Judge. You know, get over here.
No, not you.
No, the other Judge.
Yeah, the big ones.
Yeah, Judge. God. No, the oil drums, Judge. Come on.
Oh, God. Vintage manners that are now out of style. Asking inappropriate questions. So no one would have considered you rude if you asked when someone was getting married or going to have children back in the day, as it were.
I don't even know how to approach that.
Right. Well,
I don't feel like I'm being inappropriate. You've been together for 7 years. Are you guys getting, not when are you getting married? That's not how I phrase it, but you guys have plans to get married. And most of the people have asked that. They're either like, we do or no. But it's never awkward.
I will say, you'll know as soon as you do it. It happened to me a few months ago. And like, there was a bunch of couples around the same age and everybody's talking about having kids. So I just said to the one guy's wife, well, I was like, you guys thought about having kids? Well, you should ask him. I was like,
this conversation
has been had.
Right.
Were you like, oh?
Well, and there's that conversation.
I think I said, don't do it.
There's the conversation where folks can't have kids.
Sure, that's so, fine. Yeah,
and then it becomes a sensitive subject, and I understand. But also, it's topic of conversation. I'm making small talk. You guys are married. I'm going to ask if you're going
to
be having kids.
Right, you ask questions that apply to the relationship.
Right. You two have been together for 10 years. Are you guys going to tie the knot? And it's actually a legit question. Or are you guys just going to date forever?
Or are you guys being smart?
Right. I mean, if you have a dog within like a year of marriage, I just assume that's a practice baby.
Yeah.
People say that. I'm like, bro, do not fool yourself into thinking that it is remotely. Because I hear people say that. And I'm like, I get the idea.
Right.
Can you coexist with a creature you have to sustain?
Exactly.
But it's,
now,
they're not.
Now turn your annoyance with it up to 10, and now you have a child.
Yeah, right. You're putting one down. This other one's getting an attitude. Right about the same time.
Commenting on someone's weight, I don't know if that was ever acceptable. However, it wasn't quite as frowned upon, you know, to say, oh, you put on a few pounds.
I mean, if it's your buddy, I feel like you can do it because you talk smack to each other. But if someone says, hey, looks like you've lost weight, you're looking good, I don't think that's me. If it's the opposite of that, like, Jesus Christ, you water-retaining sea cow.
No, this is
like,
probably why, this is probably why I got a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, I would throw, if you're friends with somebody, that's normal run of conversation.
Sure.
They're going to make fun of your hairline, make fun of your weight. You name it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Your friends just, they dissect you.
The last family reunion that I was a part of, one of the comments that was made when I saw somebody for the first time in years was, oh, good to see you haven't skipped a meal.
Damn.
Jesus.
Wow.
Damn.
Jesus, God.
Nice to see you, Uncle.
Only thing I ever said, and I didn't say it to the kid, one, because he's an infant, but I told my son, that boy's got a big-ass head. My son couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, God. Parenting other people's kids. Again, these are vintage manners that are now out of style. While this behavior was acceptable in the past, nowadays parents are more inclined to respond with a "this is none of your business" attitude.
Well, I mean, yeah, if it's a stranger, but I mean, like, if my kids bring kids over to the house,
the rules of the house, the rules of the house.
And my wife is Arlie Ermy, dude. She sits them all down. She explains exactly what is expected of them. More than that, and this is a pro move that I learned from her. She goes, "Oh, I know all of their middle names."
Nice.
Oh,
because and I heard her call one kid out. They were doing one of the, I don't know, that over the headset computer thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's, I know who the kid is, He said something slightly off color. I'm sure it was funny, but I just heard my wife say all three of his names. And I'm like, what? And it shut the kid up. You know, like, even, sorry. I said, you know his middle name? She's like, I know all their middle names. And she goes, I know all their middle names because I come to this home.
Nice work.
And if you're going to come to this home, I need to know their middle name. So when I have to lay all three names down, you know what I mean? I was like, that is a pro move, babe.
I don't think you'd, like, override a parent you're sitting next to.
No.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Don't listen to your dad. Finish that soda.
I mean, hell, you don't even have to be a parent, right? But, like, if somebody's watching those kids, like, guess what? They're parenting your kid.
That's exactly it.
Right. Calling someone ma'am or sir. This is still standard practice in southern states, but still feels strange to someone from anywhere else.
Boy, I do it a lot.
Beat it in your head when you're young, man, and I've never gotten rid of it.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, nowadays, people in authority are younger than I am. It's a lot of them, but, like, I to me, it's like Catholic school. You still say, yes, sir, no, sir.
I just do. Exactly. And I hope no one would take it. It might be outdated. I'm not trying to be offensive. But don't take that as disrespect.
I do it when I get out of Ubers.
Thank you, sir. Exactly.
Right. It's supposed to be a woman.
It's supposed to be the exact opposite. It's supposed to be a show of respect.
Right. But it makes people feel old for whatever reason, and I've never understood that.
If I'm older, because I will say this, there was a time where nobody called you sir or ma'am, and then you just hit a certain age, or your hair starts going back, and then without you announcing it, everyone says it.
Gotcha.
The whole thing, because the truth is, not only are you getting old, it's starting to show. Right. It's okay.
Yeah. You now look old.
Or where you place it to.
Sure.
If you start with it at the beginning of the sentence, you're irritated.
Sir,
I'm going to ask you one more time. Right?
Or, man, you've been coming to this festival for a while, sir.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, I have.
Sir, can I bum a cigarette? Are you old enough to smoke?
Yeah.
Oh. Game show hosts kissing female contestants.
Richard Dawson killed that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was the main. I don't remember.
That used to fire my grandfather up.
Really?
Oh, no kid.
Oh, he'll kiss her right on the lips. That's that woman's. That her husband's standing right there, right beside her.
And Richard knows. She's dreaming of that.
And he just walked up and kissed her right on the lips. That's his wife.
I think your granddad was right. Stop kissing people.
He just kissed her. He just kissed his daughter on her lips in front of him.
calling instead of texting. Again, these are vintage manners that are now out of style. Yeah.
I mean, but look, if it needs to just be a quick conversation, that's the convenience of texting.
Right.
I get pissed when you get like a 45 paragraph, you know, text. Like, dude, just call me.
I get you.
You know, the conversation's quicker, but if it's just like, hey, Ted, do you want to meet at so-and-so? We don't need to talk.
I'm driving. I see a text pop up. I will call the person.
There you go.
That's my rule. I will normally only call you for the most part if I am driving someplace.
Right.
I'm on my way or whatever the deal is because I'm not texting.
I think very slowly and I am a people pleaser. So if I am on the phone with somebody and they start just kind of barking at me, I will do everything in my power to make them happy, which gets me into trouble sometimes, which is why when some people try to call me, I just kind of let it go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then I will then text them so that I can think of what my response is going to be.
depending on the situation. Like, I can't respond to you yet.
Right.
Because I'm still a little hot.
Exactly.
But I need my job.
I'm a little old school in that way. Like especially if it's something technical, like during the show, like, or like we're going to an event, like, I will just call Mike. Like, I don't want to text this. We don't know what. And then also, I have a limit with some friends where, like, if we're going to keep texting for 10 minutes, I'll just call.
Just call.
Right. Let's just go ahead and just talk with each other. Reading the newspaper. I still like doing it, but my wife makes fun of me for good reason that I will get a newspaper and it will sit on the table for a week before I actually get to read it.
Well, you know what?
I think, to be current.
I think if you still want to have a meeting.
I heard about this.
Get the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
You already know the daily news.
Right.
But the weekend edition typically has some longer features in it. They've got lifestyle. They got coupon sections. The funnies are in there. So, like, if you want to go old school, just get the Sunday paper.
And there was a time, I don't know why. The wife did not buy it. I did not buy it. But the Sunday edition just kept on showing up by my door. Step for like,
I honestly, like the Sunday
honestly,
paper.
A year at this point, and it was great. I loved going out to walk the dog, and there's my paper.
My wife and I used to do puzzle. We would do the crossword puzzle. People made fun. We were talking about this when we were in Mexico. And I was like, God, you guys did crossword puzzles. So you're literally playing Wordle right now. You're on your phone playing Wordle. We're having this conversation. I'm like, yes, I played word games too.
Right. Anybody remember ashtrays at kids' parties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember them everywhere.
I mean, look, man, if you did your kids' party at McDonald's, which was huge back in the day, it was a Funland, is that what they called it? Whatever the little
Funland or Playland?
Playland. Either way, but like, You know, there's a ball pit, there's a slide, there's all this crap. And on every single table, there's a gold foil ashtray, and every parent was choking them down.
And number two on there is also smoking around others.
Yeah.
People weren't so sensitive about it back then.
Well, because it was just everywhere. I mean, it used to be you went to a restaurant and...
Smoking or non-smoking?
Not even that, man. There was... They didn't really ask. They would just say, initially, the non-smoking section is back there. And they'd point, and it'd be like four tables. But 25 tables were smoking section. About 5 years passes, it was about 50-50. Mm-hmm. And that's when they started asking, do you want smoking, non-smoking? Then it became... The smoking section is back there, which used to be non-smoking. It's like four tables. Now it's, you can smoke outside 20 feet away from our door.
Right.
I mean, that's the basic progression of how it went.
But then I mean, look, I remember sitting in bars in my early 20s when you could still smoke inside. And now it seems so...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
And but I'm a time, smoker, and I'm like, geez. Yeah,
at the time, it didn't seem that wild.
Do you guys enjoy doing it at the casino? Because I know that you could still do it in there. Does it fill you with joy that you can drink and smoke and
I'm in a place where if I'm going to sit at the slots or playing blackjack, you think about a casino is you're kind of there for the long haul.
Sure.
So it is nice to be able to smoke in there, and casinos are huge. Instead of having to walk, you know, 400 feet outside.
Yeah, and the ventilation is unreal. I mean, half the time in Vegas, you see people smoking, but like it doesn't strike you the same way.
Not at all.
Although I found a Muckleshoot, they do have a non-smoking area of the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that when two security guards, when I got there Sunday.
Sir!
I thought they're coming over to say what's up, because they both beeline for me, right? And they're like, sir, you can't smoke that in there. I'm like, for real, man? He goes, oh, no, you can smoke over there, over here, just not in this party.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't mean about it. I said, man, I did not know this. Most people don't.
But then the number one vintage manor that is now out of style, and I kind of agree with this one, Unexpected Company.
Yes.
The idea of someone turning up with no warning can spark anxiety in some folks today, but 30 years ago, it was typical for a friend or neighbor to stop by for a quick chat without prior notice.
Absolutely.
And that is odd, because back in that time,
everything was impromptu.
It was.
You know what I mean? Like, the neighbor came over, and either they hung out for 10 minutes or your entire day changed. Well, we're going to do dinner over here. They're bringing their kids.
Right.
You know, everything was on the fly.
Were we just more lax back then?
Yeah, I think about everything.
Or did our lives just get too busy to where it's like, you can't come over right now?
Well, things were just more traditional back then. And I mean, the sense of you still had mom at home, dad goes to work, maybe mom also had a job. But like, someone was always home. You had a landline phone. It's just...
You weren't as connected.
Right.
Yeah.
So like...
You were happy to see people when they came by. I had not just talked to you on Facebook.
On the flip side, I know people that have been together since high school. They are married. They have children. They have everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two couples that I know back home. The biggest issue in their life, both of their parents live there. And they will come over unannounced and walk in the house at any time of the day. And it drives both parties nuts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Had this conversation like, you got to tell them to stop. We have told them to stop.
They're not going to come over and stop
I'm going to see my grandbaby or whatever the deal is.
Right. You know. Just call me. Just let me know you're coming.
I already talked to, I already talked to your granddaughter. She knew I was coming over.
I mean, I think that's the same reason your grandmother always had like little random packs of cookies and stuff, because you never knew when guests were going to come by.
So that's
we got to give them something.
Right. A mother in Louisiana was arrested because of what officers found in her kid's cubby at school.
What did he bring to school?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.